Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 260th episode of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on April 9th, 2021. An unusual couple of events happened in between the last episode and this episode, and now two cultural figures who have no business being in the same sentence together are now culturally linked. Because both Prince Philip and DMX have passed away. Yeah, on the same day.
2021, Wildin'.
Right?
Rip to a real one. Not gonna say which. Just.
They were both also very sick, like,
yeah.
Before this, and, like, rumored to be, like, about to die.
Not doing
well.
So it's
weird that, yeah, they both ended up going at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But
no,
there you go. And they're about DMX was about half the age of Philip, like almost on the dot.
DMX was only
just
50.
A lot of weird stuff.
Fuck.
I mean, that's not that insane.
I mean, that's young. That's young to die, I think.
You and Andrew both said that, and I'm like, I don't know if you guys fully know who DMX is, if you were really surprised.
No, I understand. DMX was not the most healthy 50-year-old man, obviously. But I agree with Lucas that, you know, ignoring the extraneous factors that most likely led to that happening, 50 is young to die of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like... Yeah, you can die younger. There are 49 other ages you can die younger than 50, but 50's still young.
I don't know. I think the context in this situation is the only thing that matters.
Okay. Like,
it's one of the most notorious drug abusers in the world.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it's a sad story, but also, like, you know, it's not a shock. It's a thing. If anything, the people like Ozzy Osbourne, who are not dead yet, in spite of being some of the most notorious drug abusers in the world, are just remarkable.
What's the line from Get Him to the Greek? English rock stars never die. Ringo is going to outlive Miley Cyrus.
It's not bad. I mean... It's interesting that they chose Ringo.
I might have panicked.
That band has a couple of people that may have died young.
I might have panicked and it was actually Paul McCartney, but still the Beatles. Like, yeah.
I mean, either.
Yeah.
I'm more just George Harrison and John Lennon, rather famously, died young. So could have picked, I don't know, is Mick Jagger English?
It might have been Mick Jagger, actually. Fuck me.
Okay.
Mick Jagger is definitely...
Yeah. Mick Jagger definitely would have been where I would have gone, because then at least you wouldn't have the direct comparison.
No, that's where the actual movie went, now that I'm remembering more and more of that scene. It was just one of the big English rock stars, old English rock stars, and that's Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, or Ringo in my mind.
Yeah.
I forgot for a second that Aerosmith was an American band. I kind of lump that in. I'm like, oh yeah, like Mick Jagger or Steven Tyler, like both of them in that same category. I'm like, Steven Tyler's American, god damn it.
Yeah. Or Chester Bennington. Ooh, wait.
Yeah. No, Chester.
The minute you can find a lot of other examples is when you're kind of like, yeah, I guess. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe there's just a couple of examples of old English rock stars. Versus the alternative. So.
Mm.
But yeah, death, huh?
It's a thing.
It's alive and well.
For now.
Until Lucas kills it.
I mean, in self-defense, to be fair.
Mm.
Yeah.
Death's coming for you sooner rather than later.
Lucas gets put
out
on trial. He just takes the stand. According to the castle doctrine of the area I was located in, I was well within my rights to put lead into the being that is death when he came for me.
That's really how you kill death? You just shoot it? That seems like a little too simple, right?
So, like,
special bullets.
Are we going off of the interpretation of the Grim Reaper that if you touch any part of them, you die? So it would have to be something like shooting or some kind of tool to kill them?
I mean, yeah, you couldn't, like, snap his neck. Right. But, like, I feel like if you stabbed him with something...
I feel like to kill Death, it would have to be, like, a loophole. It would have to be, like, a Batman, no, I don't have to save you. Like, it would have to be some weird device that, like, you have to trick Death into versus you physically using something to kill Death.
No, see, what you gotta do is you and your other friend have to go play a collection of games against Death, including, like, Limbo, and I think there was, like, Twister in there. And then when you defeat them, instead of killing Death, he just becomes your best friend. And I think legal guardian?
That was a very great Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey reference.
That was a Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy reference.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Huh.
Wait, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
Yeah, the sequel.
They meet Death?
Yeah.
And play games with Death?
Yeah, and that's how, like, they... Okay, so it's the scene from that one iconic Swedish movie where it's like Death is on the beach and he challenges them to a game of chess, and then they're like, well, we really don't know how to play chess. Can we, like, pick the game? And Death is like, sure. So then they're just kicking his ass in Connect Four and Battleship and Mousetrap. And that's how they get to live.
Interesting.
Yeah. Which one came first? Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure.
Excellent Adventure.
Excellent Adventure, then Bogus Journey.
Excellent Adventure.
Yes.
Was the original.
Which one came... No. Which one came first? The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy or the Bill and Ted sequel where they go play games with
Bill and Ted sequel by a mile.
Yeah, the sequel... But the sequel didn't have Keanu and... What's his name?
No, it did.
Oh, it did?
It was just a flop. Yeah.
Ah. I thought it was like a Dumber and Dumberer situation where it was like not the original cast and just like a shitty cash grab.
Yeah. That, huh. How the hell did that happen where the third Dumb and Dumber movie got Jim Carrey and... Oh God, he is arguably as famous an actor as Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels,
yep. For Dumb and Dumber 3, but they couldn't get him for the sequel.
I think the sequel was like a direct-to-DVD
yeah.
shitty project that was also like 30 years before the, you know, the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey was actually only 2 years after the original.
Yeah.
Yikes.
They couldn't have made a real sequel.
They did.
That's the real sequel.
Oh, okay.
You're confusing the two. Yeah, no. Yeah, Bill and Ted was a real sequel 2 years later.
Mm-hmm. Like, weird.
Whereas Dumber and Dumberer, which, Jesus Christ. I get that that's the joke, but, like, fuck, man.
That is a bad title.
Dumber and Dumber.
Regardless of the naming convention that you're going with.
Dumber and Dumber.
That is a bad title.
Jesus Christ. Eric Christian Olsen was in that movie.
Ooh.
And Eugene Levy. But Eric Christian Olsen played Lloyd, even though Eric Christian Olsen's blonde.
Yeah.
And then Derek Richardson played Harry, and he's naturally brunette, and Harry's blonde. Like, they flipped their hair for no reason, I guess, because Eric Christian Olsen was a better Jim Carrey impression. I don't fucking know.
I recently saw the episode of Community where Eric Christian Olsen plays a hippie, and I just can't see him as anything other than NCIS Miami at this point. That's probably a me
NCIS
thing.
NCIS Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, sorry. It's just who
I don't
he
know.
Is.
Despite watching that show like a decent amount when I was in high school, I still see him as the guy from Not Another Teen Movie.
Fired Up. As well.
Wait, who
that was him in Fired Up, right?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Who did he play in Not Another Teen Movie?
He was the guy trying to He was the guy trying to sleep with the guy's girlfriend.
Yeah, Austin was the character's name.
Uh-huh. The kooky blonde guy stereotype on Wikipedia.
I don't know. Fired Up, he was the co-lead.
Yeah.
Where
another
guy go to a cheerleading camp.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a classic.
The conceit of that movie really was these two stud high school football players aren't getting any action. Huh.
I don't know if it's that. I don't remember it specifically, but... And also, by the way, Dumb and Dumber was 1994, Dumber and Dumberer was 2003, and then Dumb and Dumber 2 was 2014.
Yep.
So they were actually pretty evenly spaced, the original, the direct-to-DVD sequel and the actual reboot. Like, were all pretty evenly, like, 10 years or so apart. But yeah, no, I think it's been a long time, and I think the last time I watched it was on a bus during baseball, like we were going to a baseball game,
mm-hmm.
and we had a bus with video, because the one of the guys on the baseball team's dad owned like a coach bus company, so sometimes we got to ride the coach bus to away games.
Fucking rad.
And yeah, we got the DVD player and stuff. So I don't remember what it was. Two popular football players who managed to get a football camp and con their way into a cheerleading squad. Yeah, I think it was more like they didn't want to go to football camp and they figured, let's go try to have sex with a bunch of cheerleaders, was the idea.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, but like they like fall in love or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's like how it works.
God, why does it always have to end like that? Fuck.
I think like one of
grow by the end of the movie.
I want to think that one of them, what's it called? One of them, like, has a crush on one of the other cheerleaders, and the other one's, yeah, like, still like, dude, you don't know what this is all about. Dude, this was all about getting laid. Like, whatever, stupid shit, so.
Eric Christian Olsen seems like he'd be the sensitive one in that movie, yeah.
No,
the other way.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, Eric Christian Olsen was the... If I believe, right, he was the Thule one that was just trying to hook up with as many people as possible. Also, I think the captain of the cheerleader was dating a guy who went by Dr. Rick, but was like a med student. So like they were making fun of him. But like, yeah, a guy who's in grad school dating a high school.
Yeah.
Little...
And this was okay, so at best this is they are at this camp going into their senior year of high school.
Yeah. There's almost no way that the cheerleader's 18.
Statistically not likely.
He's at least 22.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, getting a little
suspect.
Also, they're in a relationship, so you can now trace that back how far, mm-hmm. like
we can do math. We're all adults. I mean, not all of us. Some of us aren't.
I mean, did you guys have high school seniors dating high school freshmen in your school?
I'm sure it happened, but I don't remember any notable instances.
We had one very notable one, I remember, when I was a sophomore. So it was weird because, like...
I see both sides of this.
I'm like in the middle of all this stuff. I know the person who was a freshman, and I know the guy who's a senior, and also the guy who was a senior was like a cross country star. But that meant that he was very small and skinny, so it wasn't like, you know, some 6'5", 200-pound football player dating a 14 or 15-year-old. So I guess less weird.
It wasn't a fully grown man dating a child woman. It was a underdeveloped man dating a child woman. Yeah.
It made it. I think that's why it was maybe a little more acceptable to the other high schoolers. Like, once again, we weren't adults. We're not. It's not our job to be like, ooh.
Yep.
But yeah, he was probably like 5'5", like 130 pounds. So
Jesus.
I think it was a little better that
5'5".
No, he was small. He was a small guy. I remember I was a sophomore in high school, and I guess I was probably a tall sophomore, but still, like, Jesus Christ, this guy's really small.
Mm.
So I wonder what he's up to. I don't even remember his last name.
Yeah.
Gonna have to look him up after this.
I don't even remember the name of coworkers I worked with a year ago, but no longer do.
Jesus. How? How did that happen?
They left.
You, like, actually worked with them?
Yeah.
Like, did projects and stuff?
I mean, all remotely, but yes.
That's a little weird.
Yeah. That might be awful. Hashtag Lucas.
Didn't say awful.
Hashtag Lucas is over party. Let's go.
See, I don't know if that's awful, because what if you have a condition? Like, I'm saying it's weird, because we don't have an explanation.
Okay.
We don't have an explanation for what's going on.
What if there's just something wrong with you?
Yeah, you never know, man. You don't gotta be down on yourself. What if you just have early onset Alzheimer's?
What if you're just broken?
I found him, by the way.
Yeah, Facebook magic.
Found him pretty quickly. Went to Booyoo, which is a classic.
Ooh.
Now dating someone who looks more age appropriate. So there's that.
Yay! Well, I mean, bare minimum. Maybe.
I mean, this guy would be almost 30, right? Like, I guess he'd probably be like 26, 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost 30.
He'd have to date someone pretty young for them to not look age appropriate at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, you're correct. As long as this guy isn't still dating a 14-year-old girl, like.
Or a 15 or 16 or 17.
That's what I mean. Just like, yeah, just like a whole ass teenager.
Yeah.
Like, it'd still be weird, in my
opinion. You said 14-year-old girl. I'm like, the bar's higher, man.
No, I know. But I'm saying that, like, if this 27-year-old man was dating an 18-year-old woman, that's illegal. But that's still weird.
Yeah.
Like, that's still a weird thing that I don't like.
Definitely a little weird. I don't know. But, yeah, it doesn't say how old both of them are. But... Good for you. Moving on from that.
Mm.
She has a Black Lives Matter cover photo and likes BoJack Horseman. So you know what?
Seal of approval.
Good for you.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm. Good for you, guy that I probably won't name because...
Yeah, now we're starting to get into the... we're starting to get into identifiable territory. Reddit sleuths could...
Reddit sleuths? We have Reddit sleuths?
Maybe.
Can you imagine a higher honor?
Did I besmirch him, by the way, or did I say facts? Like, I am 100% nope. Positive. They dated all year. It wasn't like a fling. Like, I know for a fact he dated a freshman when he was a senior. That's all I've said.
It was not libel. That's for sure. Slander, maybe. Libel, no.
What's the definition of slander? How's it slander?
I thought slander was just... Well, okay. No, it wouldn't be slander. I think slander statements that are meant intentionally to hurt someone's image. And libel is that, but with lies.
It says slander, the action or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging a person's reputation.
Oh, what's libel then?
Libel is... A published false statement that is damaging to a person's reputation. A written defamation.
Oh, okay.
So, libel is just a specific type of slander.
I
did not slander this man. I spoke only my truth. Not even my truth. I spoke truth.
Yeah, those were facts.
Ryan spoke the truth.
Yes.
This is a thing that happens in high school sometimes where... At 17 and a 14-year-old start dating because they're around each other, and then as adults now we realize a little weird, and then like when we're in high school it's like that's a little weird, but like that happened now
sometimes high school students have relationships with teachers and people in the high school kind of go like yeah they probably know what they're doing, right?
I mean, like he was 18, she was 22. In a year we're not gonna bat an eye at this, but right now it's a little weird.
They're students and teachers.
You know, this is different. Like,
this is different. If she was dating a teacher at another school and she was 18 and they were literally fresh out of college, it wouldn't be completely weird.
Right.
If you're dating a teacher at your school, it doesn't matter the age gap. Yeah.
That's an issue. That's a power dynamic thing. It's not great, and fiction should stop trying to tell these stories.
Okay.
Wait, no, that's going to be a Reddit documentary or dramatization coming out, isn't it? Netflix, sorry. I think I heard that. Like one of the
was a Hulu documentary about
I'm thinking of, yep.
Yeah, starring Kate Mara.
Yeah.
No. But I don't think it's publishing them in a positive light, not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it's like they're treating her as a criminal.
Okay, hold on. Was. Like, you said something, though, that made me had to go like, hold on, wait, I guess I have never thought about it like this before. If you are a teacher, and you're, let's say you're a young teacher, but a teacher nonetheless, and you start dating a student who goes to a different school, is that still not allowed? Because I would think that it would be, but I guess I don't really know why, other than you're an adult and they aren't.
I mean, I think
if someone is 18 years old, they can date whoever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
It will always be allowed. Like, it's always just going to be a gray thing. If a student, I'm pretty sure that if a student who's 18 dates a teacher at their school, the teacher would get fired, but I don't think anything legally would happen.
Right.
I may be mistaken.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure it's more of like a personal conduct issue.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's not allowed. It's against the rules. But I don't think that they would go to jail in the same way that if the student was 17 or something.
I guess you're right. I just literally never thought about it like that.
Yeah. No, high school seniors are fucking weird.
No.
Because they're kind of adults, but we all know they're not. Like,
I'm 18 and in high school. I can fuck whoever I want.
Yeah. There was a girl at my school that did date some guy in like his mid-20s, and she was definitely like 16. Like, she was not even close, so. Mm. And I think that her parents were like cool with it. So.
I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, but yeah, I knew someone in that situation. I dated someone in that situation.
Yeah, I don't know. Shit's crazy, man. High school, man. Hey,
so
Wiz,
many.
I'm gonna give it to you in third period tomorrow.
I have so many questions for when we're off a hot mic. On those terrific notes, I think it's time we do a clap sync and move on to the wacky post roll. Sweet.
There you go.
Yeah. Anything fun
What's
lined up for the
on?
Weekend, gang?
It's gonna rain.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
I ain't got anything fun at all.
I was going to plant my vegetable garden this weekend, but it's gonna rain, so I guess I'll have to wait and see if the bean thief comes back until later.
Are you going to put out traps?
Traps. Just a pedestal with like one perfect green bean on it. But as soon as they pick it up, a rope ties around their ankle and hoists them up upside down.
Now, I was thinking you'd drop a shipping container on top of them. Not to like trap them, but to crush them.
Oh, shit. Just full on murder.
They're taking your beans.
you have to answer with a show.
You must
of
answer for your crimes, bean thief. You have been charged with the thievery of beans.
Listen, Andrew. When someone comes around and they take your beans, you can't let them walk all over you like that. You gotta answer with strength. And puts a gun in my hand. You know what to do.
You do know what to do. Oh, I found a picture of them.
Oh, fuck. Okay, this is good. This is a conversation I desperately want to have. So thank you all so much for listening to episode 260 of the Quarantine Cast. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Patreon, Instagram, YouTube. Great highlight clips on the latter two. Definitely want to check out. Follow us on Twitter at V2_podcast for updates. Follow me on Twitter at LucasDorado to keep up with all of my writing. Check out the ActBlue link in the description if you want to help a collection of great causes. And as always, good luck out there. Good luck out there going into your weekend.